Welcome to today's hip pause meditation.
I invite you to find a position that feels comfortable in your body, allowing yourself to settle in for the next 10 minutes. And once you arrive, I invite you to close your eyes or soften your gaze. Allow the backs of the hands to rest on the knees, melting onto the knees or the floor, wherever they're resting. Begin to tune in to your natural breath, taking inventory of the state of your mind. Allow your shoulders to drop down. Letting go of tension in the jaw and the forehead. Making an effort to deepen and lengthen your breath. Draw a deep breath in, feeling it begin in the belly, moving into your ribs and chest, holding at the top, and exhale, release. Continue to bring your awareness to your breath. Relaxing the body. The focus of today's practice is bringing awareness to the agreements that you have through the thoughts and beliefs you hold, and understanding that in many ways, the way you perceive life can resemble a dream. Doing a reading from the book The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz, Domestication and the Dream of the Planet. What you are seeing and hearing right now is nothing but a dream. You are dreaming right now in this moment. You are dreaming with the brain awake. Dreaming is the main function of the mind, and the mind dreams 24 hours a day. It dreams when the brain is awake, and it also dreams when the brain is asleep. The difference is that when the brain is awake, there is a material frame that makes us perceive things in a linear way. When we go to sleep, we do not have the frame, and the dream has the tendency to change constantly. Humans are dreaming all the time. Before we were born, the humans before us created a big outside dream that we call society's dream, or the dream of the planet. The dream of the planet is the collective dream of billions of smaller personal dreams, which together create a dream of a family, a dream of a community, a dream of a city, a dream of a country, and finally a dream of the whole humanity. The dream of the planet includes all of society's rules, its beliefs, its laws, its religions, its different cultures and ways to be, its governments, schools, social events, and holidays. We are born with the capacity to learn how to dream, and the humans who live before us teach us how to dream the society dreams. The outside dream has so many rules that when a new human is born, we hook the child's attention and introduce these rules into his or her mind. The outside dream uses mom and dad, the schools, and religion to teach us how to dream. Attention is the ability we have to discriminate and to focus only on what we want to perceive. We can perceive millions of things simultaneously, but using our attention, we can hold whatever we want to perceive in the foreground of our mind. The adults around us hooked our attention and put information into our minds through repetition. That is the way we learned everything we know. By using our attention, we learned a whole reality, a whole dream. We learned how to behave in society, what to believe and what to not believe, what is acceptable and what is not acceptable, what is good and what is bad, what is beautiful and what is ugly, what is right and what is wrong. It was all there already. All that knowledge, all those rules and concepts about how to behave in the world. When you were in school, you sat in a little chair and put your attention on what the teacher was teaching you. When you went to church, you put your attention on what the priest or minister was telling you. It is the same dynamic with mom, dad, brothers, and sisters. They were all trying to hook your attention. We also learned to hook the attention of other humans. We develop a need for attention, which becomes very competitive. Children compete for attention for their parents, their teachers, their friends. Look at me. Look at what I'm doing. Hey, I'm here. The need for attention becomes very strong and continues into adulthood. The outside dream hooks our attention and teaches us what to believe, beginning with the language that we speak. Language is the code for understanding and communication between humans. Every letter, every word in each language is in agreement. We call this a page in a book. The word page is an agreement that we understand. Once we understand the code, our attention is hooked and the energy is transferred from one person to another. It was not your choice to speak English. You didn't choose your religion or your moral values. They were already there before you were born. We never had the opportunity to choose what to believe or what not to believe. We never chose even the smallest of these agreements. We didn't even choose our own name. As children, we didn't have the opportunity to choose our beliefs, but we agreed with the information that was passed to us from the dream of the planet via other humans. The only way to store information is by agreement. The outside dream may hook our attention, but if we don't agree, we don't store that information. As soon as we agree, we believe it, and it is called faith. To have faith is to believe unconditionally. That's how we learn as children. Children believe everything adults say. We agree with them, and our faith is so strong that the belief system controls our whole dream of life. We didn't choose these beliefs, and we may have rebelled against them, but we were not strong enough to win the rebellion. The result is surrender to the beliefs with our agreement. I call this process the domestication of humans. And through this domestication, we learn how to live and how to dream. In human domestication, the information from the outside dream is conveyed to the inside dream, creating our whole belief system. First, the child is taught the names of things, mom, dad, milk, bottle, day by day, at home, at school, at church, and from television, we are told how to live, what kind of behavior is acceptable. The outside dream teaches us how to be human. We have a whole concept of what a woman is and what a man is. We also learn to judge. We judge ourselves, judge other people, judge the neighbors. This reading really allows you to bring attention to how things around you have shaped your thoughts, how your parents, institutions, the news shape the way you think. Just noticing if some of the things that you tend to believe are reality or not, if they're alignment with the truth or not. I'm going to guide you through one round of 4, 7, 8 breath, where you will inhale to a count of 4, hold to a count of 7, and exhale to a count of 8. Prepare with a cleansing inhale. And exhale, release. Inhale 2, 3, 4. Hold 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Exhale. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Draw a deep breath in. And exhale, let it go. Begin to bring movement into the fingers and the toes. When you're ready, open your eyes. Thank you so much for sharing your practice with me today. I wish you a beautiful day ahead, and until next time.